Well, good morning. You know, this is the morning of the first this morning. It's the first of May. For one thing, it's also the first Sunday we've had carpet in this building, in this spot. I guess I'm a little like Kent this morning. When I hear about the creation, I kind of get a little excited. Devotion is going to be very simple this morning. Or, depending how you want to view it, very complicated. There's a sentence in the first part of our Sunday school lesson. It says, in order to follow the servant faithfully, we must first recognize him as controller and, I'm adding this, creator of the universe. I'm going to expose myself a little bit here this morning, hopefully not in a bad way, so bear with me. Late elementary, early middle school, I'm not sure. I'm going to also date myself. A teacher asked us to bring pond water to school. And since I had a pond on a farm, I was one of them guys. We took this pond water to science class. We would take a dropper of it out, put it on a glass slide, put a glass slide on top of it, slide under a microscope, and watch the amoebas and paramecium swim around in there. A few minutes later, we would sit down in our class, we'd open our textbook, and it would go on to explain to us how these things, over time, one, two, three, four, and they built on up to this thing, moved out of the water on the dry land, stood upright, and so on and so forth. And I remember looking around my classmates and everything, and I'd say, just 15 minutes ago, I was watching a one-celled, microscopic, living organism swimming in a pond, a drop of pond water that I squashed between two pieces of glass, and I'd say, excuse me? I don't think so. And then later on, we'd be talking about the solar system. Now here I'm dating myself. At that time, Mercury was as close to the sun and Pluto was the farthest away. And we learned that planet Earth was the only one that could sustain life because of the atmosphere. And I learned that these planets revolved around the sun. The planet Earth, every 365 and one-fourth days, it made a revolution around the sun. Not 376 one year, not 352 one year, but 365 and one-fourth. Not only did this Earth revolve around the sun, but it would spin on its axis. Every 24 hours, it made a revolution. Eastern hemisphere would have day, Western hemisphere would have night. Not 23 hours one day, not 27 one day, but 24. Not only did it spin on its axis, but it would tilt. Northern hemisphere has summer, southern hemisphere has winter, and vice versa. And then it would try to tell me the whole thing just came into existence one day by a huge explosion. That's why I'm telling you, it's either very complicated or very simple. I read Genesis chapter 1 yesterday afternoon again. When I've seen what the Sunday school lesson was on this morning. And I kind of like when I read that, it says how God's Spirit moved over the earth. God spoke the world into existence. He spoke the solar system into existence. Solar systems, I will expound on that because it's many, many of them. Land, water, trees, plants, animals, birds, fishes, insects, whatever. God kind of spoke them into existence. But when it came to creating man, think about this. God did a lot more than just spoke man into existence. God formed man with his hands, and God breathed life into him, telling man to giving us dominion over the world, over everything. And then we worry that God can't take care of us or Jesus can't take care of us. I'm not going to read all of Genesis this morning, but I'm going to read the last part of it. Picking up on verse 26 and reading to the end. And God said, let us make man our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, and male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you. It shall be for meat, and every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything in everything he had made and said, behold, it was very good. And the morning and evening were the sixth day. Let's pray. God, we again want to lift this day to you. God, creator of all, and creator of man too. God, we just want to submit our will to you because you control it all. And God, we just ask you'll be with us. These Sunday school, each one of the teachers, each one has a lesson to teach. God, we just do want to be with Marvin Beachy as he, has part in the service today, and each and every one else that has part with it. God, we're just so grateful that we can submit our will to you and submit our cares to you because, after all, you created it all and you know it all. God, just bless each one as we leave today and just help us to bring all the glory and honor to you. And we pray, amen.